Proclamation number 5533 of 14th of November, 1952. Fullness of the divine power of love could be received by every human being. My strength of love can flow through you in infinite abundance, but you can also go through earthly life completely empty, and both lie in your will. To be powerful already on earth, if your will is not meant for me, to be dependent on the supply of strength from below, which, however, only has an earthly material effect, thus does not secure you any spiritual ascent. It is up to you in which state you stay on earth and also leave earth in the end. The kingdom of light can open up to you immediately after you have left your body, because your soul is permeated by my strength of love and immediately finds admission into the kingdom of beatitude. For if my strength of love can already flow through you on earth, it means that it has spiritualized itself during its earthly life, that it has reached the aim, which is the purpose of its earthly existence. To have overcome everything which prevents the union with me and consequently to have shaped itself into a vessel into which my strength of love can flow uninhibitedly. Thus I myself am present in such a soul, since my emanation of strength proves me myself. You can now receive me myself in all fullness within you. Consider this saying. You could also become what the man Jesus became if you were equally filled with the love which the man Jesus felt for me and his fellow human beings. But you humans on earth will not muster the will which the man Jesus mustered and which, again, had its foundation in the overwhelming love. And yet it would be possible, for he, too, was a human being like you, and furthermore, he offers you his support if you have the serious will to achieve the aim set for you. But who will make the test and ask him for such a victory? You could be strong, the elements would have to obey you and all the powers of heaven would be at your disposal if you wanted to work unusual things for the salvation of your fellow human beings. You could truly perform miracles and be completely permeated by divine strength if only you would completely shape yourselves into love. Which means that you would like to receive me myself through love into you so that I could work in you with my strength which now completely fills you. You humans go through earthly life suffering, weak and anxious, and could instead courageously and powerfully and with your head held high control everything that is creatively subject to you. You could truly be the masters of creation and everything would have to obey you if only you had established divine order within yourselves, if only you would once again develop the love which was your nature in the beginning. You have renounced all strength because you have given yourselves over to love, and thus you are often still inferior to the creature which your will is unable to control. But if you want it, the powers from below are also at your disposal, but not for your own benefit but only for your ruin. You need not be powerless, for my strength is always at your disposal, yet in order to receive strength from me and to be permeated by it, love must be in you, because my strength of love can only effectively touch a creature which has become love, so that it feels strong and powerful. Love is the strength, and love acquires the strength. The strength is me myself, and love attracts me myself. You could receive my streams of love in all abundance and then feel like children of the Father, to whom all power is given in heaven and on earth. No human being is denied this power, yet whether he attains it in earthly life is up to him. But the man Jesus has proven that love alone shapes the human being into a receptacle for divine strength of love, which he allowed to flow into himself in abundance, and therefore I myself was able to work in him so that nothing was impossible for him. Amen.